You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mind on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Joining us right now, Kathy Spears, kicking it with the cows. I just love that name. And if you have name. T-shirts, I want to buy one.
Well, we don't have T-shirts for sale. You have to sign up.
Okay.
I can hold you to that.
All right.
Hard telling she's from Canada, right? That accent.
Oh, everyone says that. I don't hear it, of course, but Everyone says that.
You sound like you're from the UP.
Yeah, right there.
Oh, that's a terrible thing to say.
Why? I'm from the UP.
So you tell us a little bit about that organization, how you got your own thing going. Dairy Cares is a large organization. We've had Jim on here, Jim Ostrom.
Yeah.
From Dairy Cares. They have raised over $3.5 million for charity. Tell us how Kicking with the Cows got going then.
Well, we added it into the Dairy Cares organization, maybe 9 years ago now, excuse me. And after running it for 3 years, thought this is crazy. Our heart and our soul and then passion was in the Dairy Cares garden party, mm-hmm. and the Kicking It with the Cows was just a stretch more than the organizing committee wanted to deal with. So they were going to shut it down, but I was on the work with Kicking It with the Cows, and I said, hey, I've made friends with the vendors. This is a great event. I'll take it if you give it to me. And they said, take it. Take it and run. We'll help you any way we can. So this is our sixth annual Kicking It with the Cows, benefiting St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
What a great charity. I mean, we were talking about childhood cancer this morning. Todd, our producer, is getting
St. Baldrick.
He's getting his head shaved.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Jim, you and I were talking earlier.
I don't know about that. We haven't seen him without that beard. we'll see.
Mini glasses.
Does Kicking with the Cows have hats or caps we can give Todd? Anyway, yes.
We don't. You can't even begin to imagine the panic and the desperation in a parent's heart when they realize their child is fighting for their life with cancer. Mm-hmm. And what St. Jude does is nothing short of incredible and amazing and often miraculous. And so it's just a great honor for us to bring people together, bring communities together in support of the desperately ill children and their families.
And you really bring a unique community together. Just tell us about this event. I mean, it's a lot of your neighbors, but
I appreciate you holding that thought. And well, look at me. Well, I just realized I was wearing glasses with bling diamonds all over them.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. Yeah. So, nice job.
Reflect off his bald head.
I'm going to throw those aside right now. But go ahead.
Outstanding. It started with the dairy community. We moved here 22 years ago from Alberta. And we're warmly
welcomed.
Alberta, Canada. I was born in Winnipeg. Wow. So we're dual citizens now.
Blue Bombers.
Well, yes. My dad was a huge football fan, and I used to watch American football. So I'm a nuts about American football.
Oh, cool.
He's upstairs doing whatever, and I'm downstairs watching football.
Oh, neat.
I love NFL.
Where was your allegiance? What team did you like? Did you have one being in Winnipeg?
Are you far west? Is Alberta west?
You're kind of over, aren't you?
Yes, north of Montana.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I loved Peyton Manning.
All right. Okay.
Anyway, so I was sad when he retired, but I'm all about.
That's
great. To say who your allegiance is.
No, go ahead.
I love the Chiefs.
Oh well, anyway. Pick a winner.
Kathy,
why not?
Who doesn't? Coming up next.
Who doesn't? No, are you kidding? Yes, they're great.
So we were doing this thing with dairy farmers having. We would have our what we call our vendor parties, where we just show our appreciation for all the people we did business with, and we got thinking one night, or actually over at Jim's home. Saying, well, you have a party. How about we have one big party, invite people to come, ask them for their money, and we'll make a donation too. And we searched around Children's Hospital in Milwaukee. So that was it. So in the 14, 15 years we've been doing it, I think it's about $3.5 million we've raised, which is just
unbelievable
to the generosity of the dairy community and just the people in general. It's I don't know, sick kids is... It's just, it's easy.
Well, I will say that you got two aspects there, I think, where everybody pretty much comes together. What you said before about the unbelievable, can't even imagine. Well, my brother dealt with it with his son, but a child with cancer where, you know, what it is. And on the other hand, though, I've never known a group that's basically, it's like, hey, we're all in this together just for survival of our own profession is dairy farmers.
Right.
So
right?
You talk about two groups that coming together.
And we love the land. We love our animals. We love people. You know, it was just an easy thing for us to say, let's just do something for others, you know, and because the dairy community itself is very, very gracious.
Absolutely.
If I know something, I'll gladly tell you. And yep. If you know something, you'll gladly tell me.
Yep.
We don't hoard information. We don't hoard success. We gladly
you all want to thrive.
Share and thrive. Yeah. Exactly. Got each other's backs.
So tell us a little bit more about this event, because it's all ages, different activities.
You find an event where there literally and truly is something for everyone.
Right.
You can participate, you can run, you can walk. We have a little kids run. You can volunteer, you can donate, you can sponsor. I mean, there are just, the sky's the limit. And you family and friends coming out to have some exercise on a Saturday morning. And when you get back, you have some delicious snacks, you pet the baby calves, and you go home feeling like $1 million.
And your goal is $45,000.
We're gonna try.
Beautiful.
We're going to try.
Did you, I hate to ask this question on time because I never know what the answer is going to be, but do you have any personal relationship with, you know, this horrible affliction?
Thankfully, I do not.
Okay, great.
I do not, thankfully.
Awesome. Well, then it's really great that you don't, but you're still devoting so much time to that cause.
Well,
I think that's really cool.
And it is, when I've been to enough St. Jude events and certainly listened to the radiothon on Y100. Sorry, I'm allowed to say that on radio.
You are. We both did phone. We've both.
That's what I have on my app when I go for my runs and my walks.
Oh,
so it's
go,
okay.
There you go.
We both work the phone banks.
But you hear the parents. And to me, the message I take home from every encounter is the profound thankfulness that those parents have.
No question.
It's just tears streaming down their face when their child has come through, or even when they've been lost, when they saw the support and the fight, everybody fighting with everything they had to save a child's life. And just to be, they're just so thankful.
That's great.
I love your passion.
Yeah. On your event, do you need volunteers? How can we help
we
you?
We do. Oh, yes. Of course, sponsorship would be wonderful. If you go to our website, kiwtc.com. So kicking it with the cows, it's just easier to shorten that to kiwtc.com.
Don't look at me. I got to put these glasses
back on. All right.
Oh,
there, here comes the bling. Look out, everyone. the link's there to sponsor, to volunteer, to donate, to register, all the things. Hopefully the website, it's up and running. We actually have 35 people already signed up. So
and you
that's
got time.
Good.
It's August 9th.
It is August 9th. We usually have around 550 to 600 people.
That's great.
We'd love to be more. You know, always love to have more.
And who hosts this after party? Is it on your farm?
It's at the Wrightstown High School. They
okay,
Wrightstown, folks
great.
In Wrightstown, a shout out to the people in Wrightstown.
Yeah, that's
they have
a good
welcomed
community.
Us with open arms. They give us the opportunity to use their 300-car parking lot. We run our kids on the track. Our kids race on the track. The town.
And that's a nice facility now. They've upgraded that over the years.
It's
really
it
nice.
It's out and back course. Bless their little hearts. They set up all the barricades.
Nice.
They're just wonderful, wonderful people to work with.
Got a text here. Kathy is simply amazing. Sarah.
Oh, Sarah. Hi, Sarah. She's on our committee. We love Sarah.
All right.
We love our Sarah.
All right. KIWTC, kickingwiththecows.com. And I think, you know, people can start sponsoring.
They
be part of this anytime right now.
Yeah.
Because people are putting their, kind of get their budgets approved. Now they have to dole it out.
Yes. Yes, and we feature our sponsors on our Facebook page, up on our webpage.
Mm-hmm.
T-shirts, of course, have logos on the back.
I want those T-shirts. I'll pay whatever you want. I'll give you a $20 donation right now for a T-shirt.
I may be just a little bit biased, but we have the coolest T-shirts of any event
ever. I believe
ever.
It. I want one of these.
I want the name. Ever. I think that name is
well,
that'd
all,
be something to wear on your cruise
you
and stuff like that.
You all are going to have to sign up. Even if you don't participate, register anyway. $39. And the t-shirt cut off because we need time to get them ordered, get them back and get them sorted. So Sunday, July 21st is the last day to receive a t-shirt with registration. So you all get signed up before July 21st.
We'll send a reminder out for that. August 9th. Okay.
You know, one thing here too, it's almost hard to believe when you read this about St. Jude. Families who receive care from St. Jude never received a bill.
Never.
Because that's unbelievable when you think about that. I mean, the price of things medically.
Oh, my goodness. Their budget must be incredible. But the work
that they
do. I was
talking to a good friend of ours. Okay, he's got to get a test. $25,000. Insurance not going to come. He's not a child, but still. You know, so I can imagine some of these child tests and everything.
Oh, just horrific. Leading edge. So the research, the leading edge research doesn't come for free. And they bring kids in from around the world if they have to. They reach out and say, I've got a child in wherever, and fly them in, treat them, host the family.
Amazing.
So that's why they need so much support.
This money goes to support the family, but some of this money goes to research, right?
We donate it to them, and they do as they see fit.
Because I know St. Jude was, and there's still, we have a lot of work to do on that.
We do, and bless their hearts, they never withhold any information or drugs or treatments, whatever it is, anywhere around the world. A hospital can contact, say, hey, we got a child with this. They'll say, here, we'll send you the drugs. Here's our latest research. Here's the treatments that we're using that work. They're so open arms.
Kind of like you farmers. Right?
Yeah. I mean, good analogy.
I mean, and I think that's something that attracts you to it, is that, you know, you hate to give money, and then it's like, well, wait a minute, why aren't you guys working together?
It's global. Right. Literally, their global effort is incredible.
Do you have anything like this in Canada?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's it.
I sure hope so.
Okay.
Tell us about your farm. That is not a small farm you operate.
My husband, he's fourth generation on the farm now. Our son is a manager on the farm with us and a partner. My husband, his dad, my father-in-law, and then his grandpa. So back to 1948 in Shawano, Saskatchewan.
You got a Shawano in Saskatchewan?
Shawano, Saskatchewan, yes. I'm sorry, not Shawano. Shaunavon.
Okay. Shaunavon.
That's getting my cities mixed up. Shaunavon. So in 1948, as the story goes, where history kind of really hits, in 1948, Gordon's dad loaded the cows onto a rail car because his dad and uncle had gone, his grandfather and uncle had gone ahead to prepare the farm. So Gordon's dad loaded the cows onto a rail car, offloaded them on 16th Avenue in Calgary, which was then just a dirt trail, herded them up to the farm where they milked until we moved to Olds in 1986. 1986 up to Olds with the dairy.
You've had an adventurous life.
And my husband, this is the third dairy that we've built, and I keep saying to my friends, and my husband wonders why I'm crazy.
Can I ask you one thing?
Yes.
I hope you don't like physically milk cows with nails that long, because that would hurt.
No. It's all by machine.
It's pretty cool watching those.
So, we milked 2,800 cows.
2,800.
Yeah.
Wow.
Husband and son and
our amazing team.
Amazing
team. Kathy Spears kicking it with the cows. What a phenomenal fundraiser for kids with cancer. Stick around, okay?
I will.
This is too important to wrap
all
up.
All right.
Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back, Mud on the Mayor. Kathy Spears kicking it with the cows. Kathy, one word I have to... that you guys pronounce a little differently, even from us in the UP who are wannabe Canadians. They're okay.
Wannabe.
literally.
Literally.
We would say literally.
Literally. It's a T, not a D.
I know. I'm just saying. Coach Coghlan at St. Norbert, he always just come out of the hockey coach.
Literally.
And that was the word we always used to say. Say that word again. You guys just make that word sound so much cooler than we do. But it's great having you here. And I'll tell you one thing, again, with the enthusiasm, you know, sometimes we'll have people come around, it's like, you know, they want to promote something, but they don't bring it. You know what I mean? They don't bring it strong. We love it when somebody like you is so passionate about a cause. And like we said, we started off the entire show today talking about, I mean, you know, not exactly the most, you know, uplifting things, but childhood cancer is how we started off the show. Because Todd, we're doing a fundraiser for them. Todd, if he gets his head and his beard shaved, we have to raise $500 for him. Right, Todd?
Yep. Easy peasy.
So that's what we're working on. We're at 150?
150.
We're at 150. Yeah. We're trying to raise 500. Right. So there you go. So anyway, then you could follow in. So this is a great segue is what I'm saying.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Things that meant to happen.
Exactly.
And you must be very pleased with the community.
Uh, tremendous. Like I say, Wrightstown is a dream to work with. Dream. Administrative people, the board, the Wrightstown board, oh my goodness, they just welcomed us with open arms. When we had it, we ran it during COVID. And where we couldn't, couldn't have people together. And so I'm very proud to say that we orchestrated a new way of running events during COVID, is what we call an open start, where people could come, park their cars, run their race. It was still timed. And pick up we prepackaged all the goodie bags, all the goodies from Festival Foods. They grabbed their bag of food, got in their car, and went home. Yeah. We had people there to caution, stay, because we were supposed to stay 6 feet apart, whatever. We didn't have to caution a single person. We raised $12,000 that year.
Can I ask you, you know what would be a great charity event too,
what?
To have? I think I could outrun a cow.
I was just going to bring that up. He has talked about that, Kathy, quite often, about being able to outrun a cow.
I think you probably could. They're very ungainly.
Yeah.
But a baby calf, that's a whole nother game.
No, I'm talking about this old milker.
No, they're too lazy to run.
They're lazy, but if they had an incentive to run, they can outrun a human.
I suppose, but they're...
But you have to have, like, what do they like? What do cows eat? Like,
well, we feed carrots? Them silage,
he's talking about something to hold in front of them.
You do with like a dog. You hold a rabbit.
You can't
like
tempt
a mouse.
Them. That, no, perhaps a pet. We've had pet cows over the years, and I had my most favorite cow in the whole world was, I named her Patsy Cline because she literally was a crazy cow. She would eat out of my hand, and I would call her. She'd come to me, but could I have? So she would follow me. But you wouldn't run.
They don't seem real energetic. They sit around the other dudes.
I'm fine.
But have you seen the video of a cow, mother cow, literally killing a bear with her head? A cow's head. If they hit you with their head.
Hang on. You can't just throw that out here,
that's
Kathy.
True.
You just can't flippantly do that. Back her up. Come on, back. Come on. Get out of the way. Sir, get out of the way. All right. Say that again.
Have you ever watched a cow, mother cow, mama with a calf, take after a bear that was threatening her calf?
Oh yeah, all the time. I watch it all the time on YouTube.
To me, cows don't run.
A bear, but I want to watch this. I'm fascinated by this.
It's awesome. It's awesome. In my experience, a cow will turn and
a cow can kill a bear?
Absolutely. She killed that bear.
I'm not sure I want to race anymore.
She knocked it down, and with her head, there's it's very powerful.
Wow.
You don't want to get hit. And I was always nervous. You get a cow's head alongside your head, she'll snap your neck.
Wow.
Right? Cows are, you have to treat them all as wild animals. And they have their own defense mechanisms. And you always have to be careful around every animal, cows included.
Jim, I'm thinking like opening ceremonies for kicking it with the cows. There's Mino running across a field and a cow chasing him, right?
Right? I like it.
Wow.
One swing of that head.
The baby calves we have at our event are very, very safe. God bless Jay Hall from Hall's Calf Ranch. They bring a truckload of baby calves. You put them in a pen and you go in there and they're very quiet. You can pet them, feed them little bottles. We got little bottles of electrolytes. You can feed them some electrolytes. So you get kind of that hands-on for kids. And even the moms and dads don't mind to go in there and pet a baby calf too.
Have you ever hosted breakfast on the farm?
We have twice.
Oh, no kidding. I wonder if I was at your place.
Well, we must have been.
Jim and I both went to it.
We're in Calumet County.
100 of those.
We're in the dairy's in Calumet.
You're Calumet.
County. So it's actually Sunday. Calumet. It's called Sunday on a dairy farm, which we've hosted twice.
Okay.
Brown County is the one that I worked at. But what a great way to open up your industry and your home to maybe kids that can't experience that.
Exactly.
You know, East High School, and these kids, some of us who live in the hood, we don't see that.
Yep.
So that's great. That's always been a great thing. And you're in Calumet County. Wrightstown's not in Calumet.
No, it's in Brown, but our dairy, our personal dairy's in Calumet.
Okay.
But the events in Wrightstown, which is Brown County, and they've just been brilliant. Wrightstown's been brilliant to work with.
Yeah.
We deal with their high school. I do high school football games, and it's always fun going up there with that whole bunch.
Our boys
played
football when we moved here.
Craig Hayes and the whole bunch.
We watched every game. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, this is really cool.
Yeah, thanks for doing this. I mean, this is, and we talk about, cancer, but cancer needs more research. We're not there yet.
It does.
I think we're doing pretty well on some things, but
So in the meantime, we support the families.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
To me, of course, it's all centered on getting that child well again.
Yeah.
But don't ever underestimate the angst of the parents.
Oh.
And to come alongside them so they don't have to worry about how are we going to pay our bills? How are we? I can't take time off from work. Right. Where are we going to stay? No, no. It's all taken care of.
Phenomenal. Absolutely fantastic. Or is it Memphis?
Yes.
Actually, St. Joseph. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Again, one more time. Date, how you can register. Volunteers, all those things. Wrap it all up for us,
Saturday,
please.
August 9th at the Wrightstown High School. The race, it's the kids' race starts at 8 o'clock. The big race, the 5K, 10K, starts at 8:15. Get the kids over with. They can't wait to run, so get them, get their race done, and then the parents can and take off. So after the race, we have their fun festival with baby calves to pet, snacks and ice cream, games to play, music. Just a fabulous, fabulous way to spend an August morning.
And you know what? It's not too late to get this on. It's not too early to put this on your calendar.
Oh,
summer
yes.
goes so fast.
It really does.
All right. And we can find out more information at KIWTC.com.
They're playing this song in your honor.
Oh, Patsy. Yeah.
Patsy Cline.
He listens.
Yeah. Oh, it could make me cry. She was the most amazing cow. She was awesome. I would call you. Patsy Cline, you come here. She got her stall and come and see me.
Outstanding. Yeah. One of the all-time great songs.
Yes. Oh,
Kathy Spears, so impressed with you. Kicking It with the Cows. What a phenomenal event for childhood cancer.
It is amazing.
We'll keep
join us.
We will keep promoting
however,
it.
However you can,
and we
come and
share.
Join us.
All right.
Thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We come back. Denise and Aaron will be joining us. Brown County Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Wisconsin. Back after this.
I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Shipyard District is officially recognized as Green Bay's newest public-private partnership district. SDI Director Tarl Knight.
Over the last 4 years, Shipyard District Inc. has continue to collaborate with the City of Green Bay through difficult challenges and rewarding accomplishments. Now, Shipyard District Incorporated is proud to finally announce with the City of Green Bay a public-private partnership between our organizations and the formal recognition of Shipyard District Inc. as the representative business association for our district.
The Shipyard District was formed in 2021 and serves the commercial and residential area from West Mason Street to Lombardi between South Ashland and the Fox River. The Menasha Joint School District is exploring the possibility of purchasing the UW-Oshkosh Fox Cities campus. The district would use the 40-acre space to create child care facilities. Some attending yesterday's school board meeting pushed back on the idea, citing the fact that the district closed Jefferson Elementary just last year due to a budget shortfall of $3.5 million. The school board did not discuss how much taxpayer money would be used to buy the campus. Outagamie and Winnebago counties own the UWO property and must be on board for any decision. A former linebacker for the Green Bay Packers was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison Monday for running a Ponzi scheme that defrauded victims out of millions of dollars. 43-year-old John Robert Leake of Plano, Texas, pleaded guilty in September to one count of wire fraud and one count of money laundering. Officials say from 2015 to 2020, Leake encouraged victims to loan him funds to invest in lucrative luxury real estate, gold mines, and other ventures. Authorities said he would then use the money for his personal expenses. In addition to the prison sentence, Leake will have to pay more than $5.3 million in restitution. Leake played 3 games for the Packers back in 2005 and also played with the Atlanta Falcons. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Very special thanks. Kathy Spears, Kicking It With The Cows. What a phenomenal organization. What a phenomenal fundraiser. Coming up on August 9th in Wrightstown for kids with cancer. And two other people here right now with a phenomenal story. Denise Charlier and Aaron Shu. Did I pronounce that right, Denise?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I was going to put in the whole French, like act like I knew how to, you know, give French connotations. Chalier, anything like that.
Technically, we're Belgian.
Okay. No, we'll just let the Belgians do it however they want to do it. And Aaron Shue, both of you folks, so proud to have you here. Brown County Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind for Wisconsin. I just want to read a little bit of your mission statement here, okay?
Sure.
Number one, we believe in blind people because we are blind people. Our democratically elected leaders and our diverse nationwide membership are made up of blind people, our families, and our friends. I think that makes as impactful of a statement as anything anybody could have in a mission statement. This is us. This is who we are. This is what we do. I love that.
And how are things going? What are you working on now? You've done a lot in the years here in our community. I mean, everything from we talked a little bit about the, what do you call them, tweeters in the walk signals. I don't know how we're doing on curb cuts and everything else, but what are the big issues now that you two are working on?
Can you get a little bit closer here? There you go. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. You want to take that one, Aaron?
Well, you know, we're working on one thing that we worked on in the recent past was accessibility at the Widener Center, and we worked closely with them to get two of their musicals this past season audio described in person, audio description live person.
Wow, I've never heard of that before, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm.
That's great. And some people don't know until you
bring it to their attention.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, that's great. Good. And have you been blind? Can I ask you, you've been blind since you were a kid, or did something happen?
So for me, I have a eye disease that's called retinitis pigmentosa. It's the deterioration of the retina in the eye. And when I was younger, I could certainly see better than what I do currently. Basically, all I can see now is light and dark.
How's the community of Green Bay? We're in Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh. How do you think this area of the country is doing to address some of the needs of the blind?
I think we're kind of in a dead zone for resources for the blind here.
Go ahead.
Expand. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we work with the Office for the Blind and Angie Zalig, and we have no orientation and mobility instructors locally anymore. So we either have to go to Michigan to Leader Dogs or Vision Forward in Milwaukee to get orientation and mobility.
Can you describe that a little bit more? This is really important what you're saying here. I don't want to just go over this. This sounds like something really, really important. So go ahead and expand.
Well, basically what it is when you're newly blind, they have specialists who come out and work with you on how to hold your cane, how to swing your cane, how to navigate your surroundings with your cane so that you don't fall. And you don't run into things. So basically the canes are an extension of your eyes. And when you don't have that, that's a really important resource that we really, really need that isn't available.
I'll add to that there are so many people in the community that are blind, low vision, that are isolated because they don't have the ability to get out in the public and be out in...
This is Denise Charlier and Aaron Shue, Brown County Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Wisconsin.
And I just want you to pick up on that a little bit. When we talk about what your mission statement is, Johnny read that, but then some of your goals is to help a blind person develop confidence in themselves. How does one go about that? I think that's really, really important that they feel confident that they can do things because you sure don't want people sitting in their home.
Right. We like to go out into the community and show them that there are things that they can still do. We do fundraisers at the different festival brat barns over the summer to fundraise for our chapter. And when we do that, our members who are blind grill and serve the brats and hot dogs and take the money and make change. We do everything.
Wow.
And we've had people that come up and say, oh, it's so nice for you to do this for the blind people. And we look at them and go, we are the blind people.
See, that's what I love. Right. You're like, this isn't like somebody got hired who was in marketing at some company and thought, oh, that would be a good job to be. It's not like that with you guys. It's like, we are the real people here.
Yes.
And it almost, correct me if I'm wrong, is there a little bit of an attitude, if we're not at the forefront and we don't push to get some things done, it's not going to get done?
Correct.
Absolutely.
Yes, 100%.
What can the average person out there listening right now, if this is a topic that touches them in some way, what can they do right now to help out your organization or blind people in our community in general?
Because there isn't a lot of publicity about this. I'll be honest with you.
Mm-mm. No, there isn't. Geez, that's a hard one. Do you have any ideas
You know, if someone's out there struggling and needs someone to talk to, mm-hmm. find our chapter. There's people in our chapter that are more than willing to talk. You can contact Angie Zellig from the Office for Blind and Visually Impaired. She can get in contact with us. We have a Facebook page. You know, we're out there to support. We're out there to help. We're out there to listen. We just want people who are struggling to know that there is other people out there mm-hmm. that have done it, have been around, have experienced what you're experiencing, and to share in what you're working through for your personal experience.
And I see that, and I really applaud you for that, because that's got to be awfully scary to hear that, you know, you're going to be going blind. Like when you were a kid, I just can't imagine that. But you have one of your goals here is to prepare blind students.
Yes.
So that's nice. You're reaching out to the students because, you know, 14, 15, that's got to be very scary to lose your sight. How do you do that? They call you? Do you go to the school, meet with the counselors? How does the connection made if there is someone in the school that's struggling with eyesight?
We have TVIs, the vision impaired teachers, that will reach out to us. Frequently, we go into schools and talk with the students about blindness and make it not such a scary thing to happen in your life.
Right.
And on a state basis, we offer a scholarship for college students through our state. And that helps them for their higher education. It helps with educational expenses. And we do that every year at our state convention.
Can we back up one thing that you and I were talking about during the break about, because you mentioned diabetes and you're like, you know what? I did everything wrong. Can you just describe that a little bit? Because, you know, sometimes we think of diabetes as, okay, well, don't eat sugar or don't, you know what I mean? But people have no idea how devastating that disease can be, correct?
On your eyes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, if you don't take care of your blood sugars, it damages the little capillaries in your eyes, your kidneys, your heart, your feet. And so I was one of those people that just refused to, you know, I was Superwoman. I wasn't going to have diabetes, and it ended up biting me in the butt.
Wow. And that led to your blindness?
Yes. Yeah. Pretty much overnight, I went from being able to see to totally blind.
And it never reversed? I mean, it wasn't just a temporary thing?
No.
Wow.
Because it damages the blood vessels in your retina.
Okay.
Okay, people that see blind people, mm-hmm. if I could just, sometimes we're uncomfortable around them.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do? Do you want help across the street? Do people ask you for help, or do you get offended by that? You know, like people want to help, but some people don't know how to help.
Yeah,
right?
I agree. It's not an insulting way. It's just like, you know, we don't want to like, you know, because, you know what I mean? Sometimes I've been with elderly people. I go to carry something. I can carry that myself. What are you doing? You know, a little bit of a pride thing where I can do this. How is it for yourselves on a personal basis?
I would say just ask. Just ask us. If we want help, we'll say yes. And if we say no, don't get offended, because a lot of us have it under control. And just the biggest thing, never grab us.
Never grab?
Uh-uh.
Oh, grab your arm like we're trying to really, really help? Yeah.
Right.
Okay,
never just
sense.
Do that without asking.
And I would be the same as Denise. Is if I look like I'm walking somewhere and I don't know where I'm going, if it looks like I'm lost, ask.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. But
and Aaron, blind people, the white cane, and you got to look for that. They kind of teach you that in driver's ed.
Yep. Yeah.
But tell me a little bit more about your dog that you brought in today. And
so, yeah, I've had a guide dog for about 5 years now. And
he's a beautiful dog.
Yeah. Well, thank you. She pretty much goes most places with me. It's a little bit different than using the white cane. She will intentionally avoid objects, where when you're using the white cane, if you find an object, then you have to avoid it. Where there'll be times when we're walking down a sidewalk and debris is pushing me to one side of the sidewalk or something, it's probably because there's something on that sidewalk in my way. So it's a little bit different than, like I said, than using the cane, but it serves the same type of purpose.
Well, a little bit safer too, right? I mean, if you miss the bench or the light pole or something like that, I mean, the dog would, you know, take you around there.
Right.
Is there a need for dogs, or are there plenty of dogs out there for blind people? In terms of the training, is accessibility, are they out there, I guess is my question. Yeah,
that's a really good question. I guess I don't know the full extent of people waiting for a guide dog as opposed to the availability. I will tell you that the organization that I got Bree from is a small organization from Madison, Wisconsin, who does their placements a little bit differently than the majority of the schools. Majority of the schools in the U.S. will do, you come to their school for 21 days or so, 3 weeks, give or take, and you do the training right there, and then you leave with your guide dog.
Wow.
For Bree, because of where I was in my life and not wanting to be away from home for 3 weeks, there is this organization in Madison that does in-home placements. You may have to wait a little bit longer to get your dog because they don't place as many as the bigger guide dog schools, but they come directly to the community. You get placed with a dog in the community. They come and do the training from your house, and you just keep
liking that. Give them a shout out. That's
something. Can you guys stick around?
All right.
Denise Charlier, Aaron Hsu, incredible stories you guys are bringing us. Brown County Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Wisconsin. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the new technology that is coming out that's going to help. And what you people, if you had a wish list of the Brown County, how we could do this to you know, help the blind. Okay? All right. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. We're being joined by Denise Charlier and Aaron Hsu, Brown County Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Wisconsin. Jim was just talking during the break a little bit about, you know, some of the facilities or whatever you have around this area versus what you would like to have around this area. So go ahead and give us a wish list.
Ooh, that could be really low. We do major fundraisers every year, which is definitely not enough. We are looking right now at trying to start a recreational program here in Brown County, specifically for the blind. So we are looking for donations or come and visit us at one of our fundraisers to support us. We're always looking for members. So if you're in a spot where you just don't know what to do, you're visually impaired or blind, you can reach out to us. We have a a website that you can reach out to, and they will point you in the right direction for your community. Or you can contact me. And we also have a group and a page on Facebook.
Now, just to mention, that website is NFB, which is, of course, the National Federation for the Blind. So it's nfbwis.org.
Correct.
And that would be a starting point, and things would filter down from there. There's a couple things I want to touch on. I'll talk about this new technology, which I think is like pretty incredible.
You know more about it.
So there is this company called Glide, and they are putting out a device that's a navigational device for individuals who are blind. It kind of, I'm dating myself a little bit here. It kind of has the resemblance of the Fisher-Price popcorn popper machine.
Oh, I remember that.
For those of us that are old enough to remember those.
I'm old, but I don't remember that.
What? Oh, I do. There's a home popcorn machine. Todd, did you have one?
The one that kids would pull around? Is that what you're
push
thinking?
Around? Yeah.
Now I know what it is. All right.
So it kind of resembles that, and it's going to be a device that has some cameras on it, and there's a radar component and an AI component to it.
Wow.
And it's going to be able to be pushed by a blind individual down sidewalk into different buildings, and it will guide you similar to like a guide dog. But there's some added components to it that, you know, you could walk into a hotel lobby. Well, anyone that walks into a hotel lobby can see where the front desk is, the elevator is, the seating area is, whatever it may be. As a blind individual, you can't see that. You don't have any idea. This device should be able to tell you, you should be able to ask it, what do you see? It'll tell you several different things, and then you can say, go take me to the front desk, and it will guide you up to the front desk.
When is that coming into play?
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So they are in development of that product yet. It should be released in late mid-fall-ish.
Of this year?
Of this year.
Wow.
Yes. You know what? That is incredible. And I just hope you really promote that right through. I mean, I got to believe the media. I mean, we, small part of it, but we sure are interested in that. What a great thing that you can talk to it. I want to go to whatever. This yep. place, and it'll take you there?
Got
to
ask the cost.
And at, mm-hmm. it's actually fairly affordable. The price is right around $1,500.
Oh, that's not bad at all. I thought you were going to say like $10,000 or right. something.
There is a subscription fee because there will be updates that will be sent. They're estimating that to be right around $20 to $25 a month. So,
I mean.
But if you are feeding a guide dog, for instance.
Right. Yeah. And picking up poop.
Yep. So.
yep.
And that makes me feel really good because it sounded like in our first segment that we're a little bit dormant. I think that we're not doing enough. And maybe the community could do more. Well, I want to talk about that in just a second. But, boy, it's nice the industry is coming out with something like that.
Yeah. And it's a company that is doing this. Their design, their whole testing process is out in the open. They have monthly calls for those of us that purchased, where they talk about exactly where they are on their steps to make it to production.
So you have reserved one or ordered one?
I have ordered yes. one.
Great. Come in.
Yeah, please bring that in. That.
I think that's like really cool.
Okay.
So you could just say, take me to WGBW. And if then, you know, if they drop you off, if you get dropped off like on, I don't know, Washington and Walnut, they would take you down here and.
You know, that's a great question, Jim. I'm not sure how exactly that will work. But
well, I hope WGBW is programmed.
If it's got a GPS, yeah, come on.
We're behind the police station, fire station.
And there will be a way to program, like, common routes. So if someone wants to go to their local coffee shop, you should be able to program that in and say, then say, well, take me to Starbucks or wherever your local coffee shop
Fantastic.
Is.
Fantastic. I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, this is, I'm happy for you. Quickly, did you get out to the Bay Beach and the new park they have for people with disabilities? And what do you think of that?
Actually, I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't.
To be honest, Jim, I haven't been out there either since they've put in that new playground
area. I just know that they did address hearing impaired, but also visually impaired people too. So, I mean, it's a start, right? I mean, like you said earlier, the community's got things to do, but I think they're trying. So.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, please stay in touch with us. Denise Charlier and Aaron Shue, Brown County Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Wisconsin. And like I said, with your mission statement, this one sentence just is in your face to everybody. We believe in blind people because we are blind people. Yep. Our democratically elected leaders are a diverse nationwide membership, are made up of blind people, our families, and our friends. We are bound together by our belief that the blind are capable of achieving our dreams, living the lives we want, and by the love and respect we have for one another and for all blind Americans. We support one another, act with courage and determination when we encounter barriers or experience setbacks, and engage in collective action to improve the lives of all of us. That's fantastic writing. That's awesome. That gave me goosebumps. It really did.
Thank you.
Well, thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for those gorgeous coffee mugs.
Right.
Did you say your husband did those?
Yes.
Love those. Right.
Love it.
Wow. Thank you so much. Please stay in touch with Todd and us, okay?
Oh, definitely.
All right. Quick break. Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.